Nerd Soul.
Oh yeah, we are back. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, it has been a minute. You know how long it's been since we have done a Nerd Soul podcast? Like, it's been quite some time. All right, so anyway, guys, we're going to get into this. NERD, S-O-U-L, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all these places. Hit the thumbs up if you like what you see, and hit the thumbs down if you find yourself a little taken by the hateration. But we are hoping that you came with your sunshiny faces ready to talk about evil today. That's right, evil. Oh, boy. All right, okay, evil took a hiatus. All right. Oh boy. Okay. Evil took a hiatus, and during that time, your boy was cut off. All right. I had no IV drip. I didn't have nothing that could bring me back. Nothing to help me out. Nothing to uplift my spirits. and I was hurting. It was a tough time. Now we made it through. We watched a whole bunch of stuff. We had some good times. But evil is back. We got S's for silence. We got B for brain. So let's just talk for a second about how this show is coming back after its hiatus. Now, if you're new to the show, of course, you know, feel free to subscribe, come in, take a seat, chill out. Let's talk about our shows and movies and all that jazz and have a good time. Or, you know what I'm saying, if you're old, feel free to share this to somebody who is new, especially if they like the show Evil. But, once again, if you're new, just so you know, we talk about these characters as if they're real, as if they are friends with you and I, as if you know them, as if they've been to your mama crib, all right? So, I think, you know what? Let's talk about Kristen. And I know I usually try to save the star for the end, but let's go in and talk about Kristen real quick. Kristen has been bugging, all right? Straight up. Shorty has been on some different other type. The whole season she's been tripping, and it's been getting progressively worse. But all right, so as in silence, you know, the whole episode during they're with the monks and they can't talk. But homegirl is like, it's almost like she's trying now. Okay, you know, with this said, I know that she's not used to being in a place like this, where, you know, the men are separated from women, and the women have like different tasks than the men. And they're not allowed to, you know, speak or talk to each other. And well, they don't talk at all anyway. But then the women don't speak to the men and the men don't speak to women kind of thing. I know she doesn't like that. I know she's not new to it. But the bottom line is, you are a guest in a place, man. Like, it's almost like she's trying to start, you know, a scrap the whole time. And I'm like, yo, look, I know you got to be repressed. And I know you know, you ain't going to be able to do all the things you want to do, right? But yo, you chose to come here. Like, this is your choice. Like, nobody forced you to come up in this joint. You know what I'm saying? And since you chose to come here, yo, respect their place, man. It's not like, you know what I'm saying, you wouldn't want them coming to your house telling you that you can't talk in your house, you know what I'm saying, because they silent people or whatever, you know what I'm saying. And it's not as so she takes like the disrespect to like 100,000. Like, she ain't go from, you know, 0 to 100. She just went, she passed that. She went to the, you know, the quadruple digits up in this piece. But she's disrespectful through the whole joint. But at least she does find a young lady who ends up, you know, she got the stigmata and all that. But they kind of chill and have a good time. But you can see her disposition around the young lady that meets, that like washes the wine barrels, against the other nuns and against the other monks. Like, you can see, beside that one girl, ain't nobody feeling her. Like, nobody. Nobody's feeling her at all. You know what I'm saying? And so much so, you got the nuns slamming stuff around her. You got the monks looking at her like, dude, like, are you for real though? And then she's like fake, symbolically, you know, kind of like flashing the monks and stuff. She's just wilding. Then in Be for Brain, right? Homegirl beats up a dude in the grocery store. Now, all right, I'm gonna preface this with, did he deserve it? Yes, sir. He did. He ain't had to do all that, man. You ain't had to cut in the line. You don't see nobody else cutting the line. It's a respect thing. There's a line for a reason. If we was all gonna be cutting, it would be just chaos, son. You know it's a line to create order for the people to first come, first serve. You know what I'm saying? First in, first out thing. So her beating him up, it's definitely deserved. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying it's not deserved. All I'm saying is, I mean, I mean, he deserved it, but you wildin' right now. Like, this is the type of stuff that, you know what I'm saying, get you fired from your job. Because we see in the preview for the next episode, we see that joint was taped. Like, you know, it got on social media or whatever. Her daughters was watching it. You know what I'm saying? And like, yo, so here's the deal. Her husband, he come home, you know what I'm saying? He sees, like, yo, my lady different. She bugging. I mean, shorty, all right, she been burning herself. And they really haven't gotten down to the reason why, but she been burning herself, right? And she's, in a weird way, been tying that pain to pleasure. You know what I'm saying? In a strange way. But anyway, husband come home, and here she go on some, yo, I want to make love. And he like, all right, well, I'm down with that. But if your husband leaves and he come back and you all on some, yo, I want you to hurt me, and you ain't, and that's not the relationship y'all had, I understand him being understandably, especially, come on, man, the Me Too era just passed. I ain't hurting, look, I'm gonna just keep it real. Whether I was single or married, if a woman say hurt me, I'm gonna be like, I'm sorry, date's over. I ain't playing no games. Because last thing I need is you to be coming up 5 years later talking about he did it. Nah, bruh, nope. Look, regular relations, right? That's all we're doing. But anyway, you know, he's trying to, you know, she's like, look, I'm going to put a gag on you and put a helmet on you, a little wolf helmet or whatever. I'm like, you know you're wilding, right? Like, you know you're tripping. Homegirl went to Walmart. It wasn't a Walmart bag. It was like one of those bodega bags. So she went to like a bodega that has some cheap Party City stuff in the back. But still, it's like, yo, look. You know your man don't do this. You know y'all as a couple don't do this. You can't spring, you know, I don't know, werewolf and tiger sex on a brother all out the blue. Like, you gotta ease up to that. Like, you gotta kind of like level up. You gotta be like, all right, cool. Like, all right, we having, you know, doing regular stuff. And then maybe like a little, you know, like maybe like make an animal sound or something. And then see how you like that. And then if you like the animal sound, then be like, you know, you maybe want to look like an animal too. You know, you just don't bust out. Or maybe you rip the band-aid off, yo. Maybe you just come out with a gag and a wolf mask. And then just be grunting all night. I don't know. It's weird though. It's definitely weird. No, hold on. Cause I know somebody gonna come up in here and be like, I did this out of time. It is not weird. You are just being mean about kinks. No. It is weird if you leave your wife and you are not doing gag, you know, ghost mask sex, and then you come back and not only does she want you to hurt her, but then she also wants to have gag mouth sex. It is weird. It comes out the blue, right? So anyway, Kristen tripping, right? And the whole conversation with her therapist, and then later on with her husband, is just very telling of how far she's come since the murder of, can't even think of her old boy's name now. She killed him with the pickaxe. You know who he is. But anyway, since she killed him, because you think, at least I thought, after she killed him, she'd be like, all right, you know what I'm saying? Cool. You know, hey, she killed him. Maybe she'll feel more safe or maybe more content. Nah, bruh. Mm-hmm. Not in this house. No, no, no. She killed him and only got more paranoid and more, not only more paranoid, but like more, I don't know, angry and deranged, sort of. Maybe not deranged. Deranged might be too far, but still, she's wilding. And all after her friend is like, oh, I know you killed him, but we just gonna keep it on the low. Where they do that at? Now, I mean, I guess if I was a cop and my boy killed somebody that was like a serial killer, I'd just be like, hey, what's done is done. But I mean, it seemed very well packaged to work out for her like that. Even though we do see us eating away at her conscience. So we see where Kristen be at, man. Kristen, you tripping. So right now, I'm gonna skip Ben real quick and talk about Sister Andrea, because right now, is it Sister Andrea or Andrea? I think it's Sister Andrea, but we'll see, because I'm make sure I ain't messing up her name. The thing about Sister Andrea that I like most about Sister Andrea is that she don't play. She don't take no mess. She don't be tripping. She don't half step. She say what she mean, and she mean what she say. Like, Leland came in, she was getting her mop on, just chilling, right? And you know how you be cleaning up, and somebody comes in like, miss this mud. Like, Leland came in like a straight up mark, and had the nerve to drop some dust up on my floor. First, Leland already dusted, all right? He's a dusty demon. That's the first thing. At least, they don't really out now tell, because you know the show is mad ambiguous, but Leland's kind of dusty with it. He's not dusty in the traditional sense. He's dusty with his morality. But we don't see him in the Essence for Silence, but with B is for Brain, we see him come in real quick, and he's like, yo, I know you put ammonia on me, girl. I'm just coming to check you, boo. And then homie pulls out a full bottle of ammonia. Like, he's about to douse her. You know what I'm saying? And she said, oh, ho, not in my house. Not in the house that Jesus done made up in here. You know what I'm saying? But I love, look, yo, like my man Common said, hold a Bible and a rifle. Look, you see, she came out. Did she try to rebuke him in the name of Jesus? No, she pulled out a knife. She was like, look, all right, the Bible's for some problems, and a knife is for others. All right, and you come up in here with that dumb shit, all right, you're going to get slain in the spirit. I'm just saying. Look, you see, he ain't did nothing. She said, punks jump up to get beat down. Did you see Leland do anything else? See, he came in there strong. He came in there mad, bro. He came in, put dirt on the floor. He was like, I need to talk to you. Then he came up in there, I like your little trick with your little fake holy water. And she was like, well, I like your little fake exorcism. And then he was like, all right, touche. You know what I'm saying? Touche. But guess what? I got a whole bottle of ammonia. What you want? And she was like, hold out your hand. She was like, word. She held out that knife. She was like, what you want? You know what I'm saying? Jump. So, shouts out to her. Mad love to her. Leland's still whack, but I like him as a villain, but he's still whack. But my girl, Sister Andrea, my girl, nice. And I also like her sage advice that she drops on your boy. Like, every time a word of great, you know, insight or wise counsel is needed, she's right there with the word. You know, we see her talking about the kind of like the brain thing where, you know, David's like, yo, you know, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what's going on. And I don't know what I should do. You know, I went through the thing and I ain't feel nothing. I ain't see nothing. You know, what am I supposed to do? And she's like, yo, look, you going about this wrong. Like, you trying to turn something that is spiritual into something that's scientific. You know what I'm saying? Like, now, of course, people can say that theology is the science. And yes, you know, you could fall back on that and be like, you know, science is basically just, you know, or magic is basically science we don't understand. But there is definitely a difference between what they or we are experiencing in the physical and the supernatural or metaphysical, you know what I'm saying? And what he experienced, at least from what we know, seems to be real enough for him to have made a move and a change on his life when with the visions and hearing the voice of God. And coming here, it's almost trying to get like a cheap jump on his motor. You know what I'm saying? It's like, this ain't the way you came through. You know, and Sister Andrea was like, yo, you need to get your meditations right. You need to get your mind right. You need to get your life right. Because you out here doing all the wrongs. You know what I'm saying? You need to get your life all right and get out here and start meditating properly. You know what I'm saying? Get on your business. I will say the last couple of episodes were a win for your boy, Ben. I think Ben did a good job not only showing his worth, but leveling up MBS for Brain. And we'll talk about that in a second. But in the convent, is it convent? Is it monastery? Monastery. Yeah, it's one of those. You know, forgive me because I'm not a monk, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, I think it's a monastery, but, you know, the silent monastery, right? So, homie leveled up because he saw the flies and stuff. He saw the people going through whatever. And he immediately went to the technology guy like, yo, where the computer at? And then he was like, he looked it up. He came in full handy. Like, he could have been sitting around acting like, oh, man, I don't know. I'm befuddled or something. But nah. He got straight to business, jumped straight to action. Much love for that, because he definitely proved, he showed his worth on that. Because, you know, of course, they had the box with the demon in it, and he was able to figure out like, oh, the bot flies, or the bot flies or whatever. You know what I'm saying? He's like, the bot flies came up when they opened the old cavern or whatever. That's what brought them up. And, you know, of course, those flies, they like lay babies in your skin or something. And then when they pop out, they look all dangerous. So, but he knew what he was looking at when it happened. So much love to him for that. But the level up comes when he's able to, I don't know, because this show does such a great job of being ambiguous. We don't know if he really connected with his mother or if he... If he connected with his mother or if this is something brought on by the connection to this cerebral thing that kind of just triggered maybe old guilt or old, you know, depression or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But either way, him opening himself up to that experience, I think was a big level up. because in general, Ben has been very, very anti, you know, anything spiritual. And we see that he's experiencing spiritual things in this season, but he's in a limbo where we're not sure if he wants to believe yet. We know he believed enough that when he was locked down in that basement or in the door to hell or whatever, he was locked down there, he was shown up. Oh, you best believe. You best believe. He was a believer then, because homie started praying and all that. But between his relationship with Allah, that we get a little bit more of through his conversation with his mother, and also his relationship or lack thereof with Demon Becky, we're seeing someone whose perception on how outlandish these things could be or are is changing rapidly. Pretty much basically as rapidly as Kristen is changing to become way more, you know, aggressive. You know what I'm saying? And way just we got the fire demon that's following her now. We got the whole guilt and stuff about the serial killer guy. We still got Leland in the cut. We got George, who knows where George is or isn't. I mean, right now he's kind of like leading us through the season, but that don't mean that he can't just show up. And then she got her mama. So Cheryl. Okay. Cheryl. All right. Okay. If you made it this far, thank you for making it this far into the show. Could you please tell me what Cheryl is actually doing? I ask this from a true, humble place. Cheryl, in season one, never seemed to be involved or interested in anything that looked like Wiccan or witchcraft or even spiritual things whatsoever. Now, you know, of course, I could be wrong. Maybe she did mad stuff and they just didn't highlight it. But now this whole thing with the shrine to the little doll and stuff, and she burning dollars and stuff, like, even the husband, what's the dude name? Henry? I can't remember, but the reason I asked is because the scene is mad weird, because the way the scene plays out. Okay, so husband comes in, he's like, hey, I need to talk. They kind of get into their old stuff because they argue all the time. But then he sees the doll and he's like, oh, what? But the funny thing is, he's so focused on, you know, his wife, that he's like, yo, Kristen is more important than whatever's going on over here. So then he goes, she's different. She beat up a dude. You know, like, I know something's changed about her. And of course, Cheryl starts going in on him, like, you're gone all the time. And my thing about him being gone all the time is, you know what, let's look at this real quick. Kristen and Henry, I think it's Henry. I'm probably messing up his name. Look, man, the dude shows up like once a season, man. I can't remember that. But this is their marriage that they agreed on. Don't be acting. It's almost like she's treating him like an absentee father, when it's like, This is the marriage that we agreed to have. I'm not married to you. I'm married to her. And as long as I'm keeping my covenant with her that we both agreed on, then I'm not interested in what you got to say whatsoever. And actually, you can say what you want about our relationship, but it doesn't really amount to anything because my bond is with her and not with you. But she comes out like, oh, well, you've been out, you know, and you've been gone all these months. It's like, yo, that's what my job is. Like, you don't act like you didn't know what my job is. Like, you just found out, like, oh, well, I didn't know what your job was. Now, all of a sudden, here come your job. I ain't never seen that job before. You know what I'm saying? The acting brand new, it's weird. It's weird. The acting brand new on what he does is just interesting to me. But, of course, he's been gone longer because there's been a pandemic and stuff. So that's, I guess, the difference this time as opposed to last year. But if we're going to talk about the pandemic, like, yo, he didn't make the virus, bruh, or the, I don't know, the bacteria, the virus. This is the virus. He didn't make COVID. You know what I'm saying? He's like, yo, this, it happened to everybody. Everything had to change. So it's like, this is how we make money. You like living out here for free, don't you? I ain't see you complain. I ain't see you pass no rent money this way. With you and your dusty doll over there, whatever kind of things you doing with your little burn up dollars. So before you come barking up my tree, remember whose house you living in for free. Anyway, so the thing is though, they're getting it back into it, back and forth. And Cheryl like looks at the doll, because you know she be talking to the doll. She be crazy like that. So she talking to the doll, and like I guess the doll says something about Henry or whatever. And she's like, she like giggles about it or whatever. And I'm like, look, don't be talking to no doll about me. Look, hey, I've seen Child's Play too much. I will kick you out of here, you and your doll. All right, both of y'all gotta go, cause I ain't playing that mess. Look, no, I ain't having no little baby hands cutting my Achilles tendon all when I'm walking around the house when it's dark. Mm-mm. Or I ain't gonna have no doll, you know what I'm saying, rolling up on my kids, putting a little plastic hand over their mouth and putting a switchblade up to their face. You know what I'm saying? All I'm saying is I'm keeping my house protected. I guess my question is, what is the doll? What is it? Like, what is she into? Because it seems to have come out of nowhere. And she seems to be very, very, like, involved with this doll out of the blue. It's like, Leland said that she had dried up ovaries and then she became a witch. Like, it's like right back to back or something. So, all right, skip that. Let's holler at, I guess, lastly, we'll touch on the show as a whole. Because we kind of got into everybody where this come back. As a whole, am I still digging this show? Yes. This show, we're still in a situation where I feel like these episodes are too short. I want more and more. And that's because of the nature of how they do the ambiguous line between whether this is something that they're truly experiencing or if this is something that they're experiencing due to a mental state that they're in. And that dancing line between how dangerous Leland is or isn't, Sister Andrea, her talking about David, about how he has to prepare because the enemy's getting more, you know, more violent or more aggressive. There's a lot to take in. There's a lot to enjoy, and there's a lot of meat on the bone with this show, and I'm digging it. Yeah, a lot. So, guys, with that said, holla at me. I'm going to holla at you in the comments. Let me know what you think about the show. I hope you're loving it like I am, man. I was worried about a season two for this show, especially with the pandemic. And this show, for me, has delivered, has continued to deliver. I still think it's weird that Cheryl is like up in that basement talking to that dog, talking about that's not right. But we'll get some answers about that before this season is over. So of course, NERDSOUL, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all them places, hit that thumbs up. If you like what you see, hit that thumbs down if you don't. But if you hit that thumbs down, you're going to hurt a brother, man. Like, you know, help a brother out. Why you ain't trying to hit the thumbs up, right? It takes one click. But if you hit the thumbs down, I understand. You know what I'm saying? I mean, hey, people got to do their thing. But if you dig what you're seeing, subscribe. If you dig what you're seeing, share. You know what I'm saying? Send this to your grandma. Send this to your mama. You know what I'm saying? Send this to your cousin. You know what I'm saying? Don't hide that nurse hole. Or don't hide that. You need to share that out to the peoples. So, guys, with that said, I'm out of here. Podcast for listening all the time. That's right. The Nerd Soul Podcast is back. I'm chilling, doing some things. Of course, you get all kinds of podcasts, but this is straight up for y'all, man. Straight up, it's been a minute, but we're going through some transitions. There's all kinds of different sets and everything that's changed. We got a lot of stuff going on, and I can't announce it to y'all yet, but there's big things popping and little things stopping. Alright, you know what I'm saying? So, of course, don't forget that Wu-Tang is definitely for the children. And from me to you, I'm just saying thank you for listening, and peace.